So first of all, thank you very much for inviting Crédit Agricole today to speak on this discussion about the challenges and but also on the potential solutions that we can find to tackle climate change. It is definitely a global issue that Crédit Agricole has been very much committed to for quite a long time now. In 2003, Crédit Agricole has been involved in this issue and has been a founding member of the Equator Principles. We're one of the first European banks having drafted CSR policies for the key sectors of activity of the bank, to say energy, metal and mining, etc. Last year, Jean-Yves Auchet has taken strong commitment on climate change, as taking the commitment to help structure and facilitate more than 20 billion of assets and financing for climate change. Recently, we published and announced our decision to divest from coal mining and coal mining activities, but also from financing coal-fired power plants in high-income countries. And even more recently, we're one of the first private financial institutions being involved in mainstreaming climate action initiative. When we come to green bond, this is a market in which Crédit Agricole has been very much focused since 2010, with the creation of a dedicated team called Sustainable Banking Team that Antoine and I are part in, and that has been since then committed to develop this market. We have helped from now structure more than 30 billion of green and sustainability bond in general. We're one of the market leaders, one of the first drafters of the green bond principles, and definitely this good success has been rewarded by several prizes. It's a product in which Crédit Agricole really believe in as a way for institutional investors to help getting more exposure to this issue of climate change. But at this stage, let Antoine introduce exactly what is a green bond.
A green bond is a very simple product that has the same financial features as any standard bond. That is to say, same pricing, same seniority and same rating, same execution process and same structure. The most common structure in the green bond market is the senior and secured bond, but other structure can be turned into green format, such as covered bond, asset-backed securities, project bonds, revenue bonds, etc. A green bond is a standard bond with a dedicated use of proceeds section in the legal documentation in order to define the eligible green projects. A green project has to demonstrate a clear positive environmental benefits. The main area covered by green bonds are obviously climate change mitigation, climate change adaptation, and biodiversity protection. The green bond issuer shall implement a clear selection process for the project and manage the proceeds in a way providing transparency to investors on the allocation of proceeds to the green project. And finally, the green bond issuer publishes a reporting on the use of proceeds, often including a list of the project funded by the bond, and sometimes, when it is feasible, a report on the environmental impact of the green project. Recently, in this year of the COP21, some issuers developed methodology and carbon impact reporting to quantify the carbon efficiency of the green bond. For instance, the NRW Bank estimates the reduction of the carbon emissions due to its bonds at a level of 800,000 tons of CO2, equivalent amount of the CO2 sink performance of a commercial forest as large as the city of Berlin. So, how has everything started for the green bond market?
So, at the beginning, the market really was born in 2006-2007 with a couple of supranational entities such as the European Investment Bank and the World Bank that created dedicated fixed income product that help finance more environmental assets. But at the time, the products were either of small scale, privately placed, or distributed through retail channel. So the market really turned in 2012-2013 with the first public benchmark issuances, still from public entities that had the mandate to develop the market. And in this sense, the public authority, the Régional de France, the Environmental and the European Investment Bank, the World Bank, has been very much instrumental in really sparking and developing further the market. Since then, the markets now have reached more than 80 billion outstanding in 2015, year to date, of green but also social and sustainability bond, because you have some thematic bond that can finance also social assets. When you talk only about green bonds, it's an amount that reached about 76 billion, more than 75 billion at least. But the market has grown very steadily since then. I mean, it doubled between 2013 and 2014. It grew by the same amount as in 2014 this year. So it is a growth that is very much encouraging to prove the market successful. But the market's not only developed or increased, it's also got much deeper. We have seen many more type of issuers coming to the market because, as I said earlier, the main issuers at the beginning were supranational entities or public authorities. But now, and from 2013, we have seen many corporates, but also commercial banks and all the type of entities such as real estate companies coming to the market, issuing green bonds to finance environmental assets. So the market diversified in terms of type of issuers, but it also diversified in terms of type of structure that we have seen on the market. Because Antoine said that it was mainly senior and secure transactions, but now we're seeing increasingly ABS, covered bond, structured products. So basically, the green bond market, starting with senior and secure transaction, is going to replicate the overall fixed income market, which is very much encouraging. But at this stage, could we say that those 75 billions are enough today to finance the energy transition?
Even if the green bond market is booming since 2012, we are far from the investment needs to finance the energy transition. The International Energy Agency assesses that more than $1 trillion per year to finance a low carbon transition. And for now, the green bond market is around $35 billion US dollars per year in new bond and a total amount outstanding around $75 billion US dollars. So the green bond market needs to grow definitely, because debt is one important tool to finance climate change mitigation. Of course, green bond market is not the only way to finance the climate change mitigation. Other products in debt market like loans or project finance should be used to do that. But green bonds still a key instrument to finance energy transition. According to the study of McKinsey published in 2010, we can see that transport, buildings, and energy sectors require massive investment needs in the upcoming years. And for transport, for example, we have seen some green bonds address this issue. The more than half of proceeds from the sustainability bond issued by Région Île-de-France in 2014 was allocated to public mass transportation projects, such as the extension of the subway lines M4 and M14 and the construction of terminal lines T6. Buildings is another sector very important to tackle climate change, and here again, we have seen green bonds address these issues. For instance, ABN AMRO issued a green bond in 2015 500 million euro to finance commercial and property green mortgages, and to finance green loans to promote the energy efficiency in real estate sectors, such as the installation of solar panels. For energy, since the beginning of the green bond market, renewable energy projects are a key area of investment. So, as an example, the last green bond issued by EDF in 2015 for an amount of $1.25 billion are fully dedicated to renewable energy, wind and solar. But what do we need to help the green bond market grow?
So definitely, to reach those $1 trillion that we need to finance the energy transition, the green bond market needs to grow. We need more issuances from the market players that have already issued, definitely. We need more new players coming to the market on the issuance side. But at the same time, those issuers need to show that they get some benefits from issuing green bonds. Because at this stage, issuers issue bonds, green bonds, for two main reasons. They want to highlight their roles in the energy transition. They want to highlight the fact that they are financing and they are committed to be part of this energy transition. So this is the first part. But the second part is they want to diversify their investor base. They want to address those investors that take environmental considerations into their investment strategy. So they need to see investors' diversifications. At the beginning, the green bond market started with core investors wanted to support this market, what we called the green bond herald. So those were a few at first, but they were joined very quickly with ESG investors. So those investors that found in green bonds an interesting tool to get some exposure to thematic, environmental thematic fixed income products. But most interestingly, recently, you have seen many more mainstream investors. So for instance, bank treasury that never took into consideration any ESG criteria that got interested into green bonds. So the market, the investor base is growing very interestingly, and it's growing and it's showing to investors that there is investor diversification to get from issuing green bonds. So this is definitely a way to help the market growing further, to help issuers seeing that there is some benefits in issuing green bonds. And any type of incentive, public one or any other types, that could help growing the investor base would be instrumental and will be strategic for the green bond market to help reach those $1 trillion a year that we need to finance the energy transition.
Thank you.